O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 21, verses 33 through 44. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Abide by Aaron Keyes and Aaron Williams. A descending piano motive, an echo of the musical phrase used for I depend on you, recurs throughout, constantly reminding the listener of our dependence on our Heavenly Father. The text weaves together ideas from the Lord's Prayer and the vivid imagery used in John 15. It always returns to the theme of abiding in Christ.
Matthew 21, verses 33 through 44. Hear another parable. There is a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance." And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. And when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." In these verses, we encounter Jesus' well-known parable of the tenants. The narrative we encounter here, while straightforward, is deeply layered in its implications. We read that there is a master of a house, symbolizing God, who plants a vineyard. He then entrusts that vineyard over to some tenants and ensures that the tenants have everything they need, a fence, a wine press, and a tower. These aren't just physical provisions. They represent God's protection, provision, and oversight. Well, when it comes time for the master of the house to collect the fruit of his vineyard, the tenants rebel. A puzzling response given the generosity of the master. And the rebellion is extreme. When the master sends servants to collect, they beat one, kill another, and stone a third, and we're told that even more are killed after that. The master, having suffered this tragedy and insult, then decides to send his own son, saying, "They will respect my son." But in a terrible display of self-interest, they say, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance." This parable clearly mirrors the journey of Christ, sent by the Father, yet rejected by those he came to save. The 17th century Bible commentator Matthew Poole writes, "One would think this were impossible to rational creatures, but why should we think so? How many are there in the world at this day that are convicted in their own consciences and do believe that they shall prevail against God?" But in the gospel, we see that it is in Jesus' rejection that he fulfills the scriptures. Jesus quotes Psalm 118 to explain, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and is marvelous in our eyes." Christ, by subjecting himself to human cruelty and injustice, and giving himself up to death, became the cornerstone. The 18th century English pastor John Gill writes, "Christ is the sure, firm, and everlasting foundation which God has laid in Zion, and the only one of any avail." So consider, where are you placing your hope? Is it in your own work, even on borrowed land? Do you find yourself clinging with everything you've got to what's in front of you? Or is your hope in Jesus, the cornerstone, who, though rejected, has become our foundation? Let's close now with this prayer from Apollonius. O Lord Jesus Christ, Give us a measure of your Spirit, that we may be enabled to obey your teaching, to pacify anger, to take part in pity, to moderate desire, to increase love, to put away sorrow, to cast away vainglory, not to be vindictive, not to fear death, ever entrusting our spirit to immortal God, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, world without end. Amen.